What's up, Atlanta? It's a hump day with Turtle. Oren, we will put up just one finger. That's right. It's a sprint, not a marathon tonight, because we got Atlanta Hawks basketball. Yeah, that's right. Their regular season begins tonight at State Farm Arena, pre at 7, tip at 7:30. They're taking on a pesky Toronto Raptors squad. I think the Hawks are better. I think the Hawks should win. And I will say it one more time. Oren, put me down on the record. The Atlanta Hawks will win 50 games this season. The Atlanta Hawks will be a top six seed this season. And Trae Young, yes, Oren, that Trae Young, will be an all-star this season. So 50 wins, top six seed, Trae Young, all-star. Book it. I'm telling you right now, if I was a betting man, I'd do it, but I'm not. Because betting is a losing... You know what it is, Oren? Betting is a losing sport. That's how I'll put it. Like, it just, I know, you know, Carl and Mike, and there's some of the other people are into it on the station. There's all these newfangled apps, and I'm just like, man, the little money I do have, I want to hold on to it. It's just a losing sport. But anyway, that's not what's important. What is important is that the Hawks should win this game tonight, and I am excited to get home, get on my couch, and watch some Hawks basketball tonight. Before we get into the Falcons, I am looking up at ESPN, and Inside the NBA is on.
Chuck lost so much weight, dude.
He is probably skinnier now than he ever was.
Like, this is startling to see how much his face is sunk.
Yeah, here's the thing. His shoulders are now twice the width of his head. Because he was probably at his biggest. I mean, he has to have lost 100 pounds.
This is like, I can't get over how he looks right now.
Yeah. Seriously.
This is wow.
Like, it looks like in Scooby-Doo when they, like, take the mask off of the villain and it's like a little guy. That's what he looks like right now. But my point, the original point was, it just looks strange, man. It just, I can't hear it. So I'll have to go back and listen to some of the clips later. It just doesn't look right, man. But I will say this, though. Great job by NBC last night. I know they had some technical issues to start the broadcast, but they did a great job. They got two very good games last night. Luka and Steph balled out. Warriors took that one. And then the early game, double overtime. KD versus Shea. Old school versus new school. Really, really good games. So kudos to NBC for kicking off the season right. And now we get started here in the A in just under an hour. Falcons fans, I ain't got a lot of time, so let's talk right away. I heard Raheem Morris today give an update on Michael Penix Jr. Didn't sound awful. Didn't sound great. He's day-to-day with... It's Oren, correct me if I'm wrong, it has officially been designated as a knee issue.
Raheem clarified it as there's a bone behind the knee. Behind the knee that is bruised.
That is bruised. So it's not an ankle, not a shin, not a calf, not a foot, not a toe. It is officially a knee injury, and he is day to day. Today was a walkthrough. Tomorrow they put the pads on. We'll see if he can go. Y'all, let's talk. Because if Kirk Cousins has to play on Sunday, how are you going to feel? Because I am conflicted on this one. Because I am not running from all the things I said at the end of last year and in the offseason. I'm not going to sit here and change my stance because it's now the flavor of the moment. I'm not going to do that. I was mortified at what he did Super Bowl week. When he went on NFL Network and announced to the entire world that he was injured and he didn't play his best for the Falcons, one touchdown and nine interceptions over a five-week span, in case you forgot, because he hurt his arm and his elbow and his shoulder. And I don't forget. I won't forget. I'll never forget. You lied to the coaching staff, 6-3, 4-0 in the play in the division, and you missed the playoffs for the seventh consecutive year because you didn't want to lose your job, which you wound up losing anyway, Jack. And now you're the backup. But the ultimate irony. Here we go, Falcons fans. 3-3, huge game. 1-6, Miami coming to the Benz. This one you cannot afford to lose. If Kirk plays, how are we going to feel? And Oren, God forbid Kirk plays well. And God forbid Penix needs to miss another game or two. And he plays well. Oh, boy. I don't even want to think about that. So let's not. Let's think about what's in front of us first. 404-726-0929. Falcons fans, if Kirk Cousins has to play on Sunday, how are we going to feel? Do you not care? Listen, time heals all wounds. Just go out there and win the game. That's why you're the highest paid backup in the league. Or are you emotionally conflicted like I am? I'm emotionally conflicted. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit up here and lie and pretend. The dude screwed us last season royally in the worst way possible. And the Falcons said, well, sir, sit your blankety blank 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 on that bench. And he has. To his credit, he's been a good soldier. He's done what he's needed to do. And he's reportedly, you know, everything you hear out of the locker room, he's been a good soldier with Penix, and there's no strife and there's nothing going on there. Nothing to see, pal. But if he plays on Sunday, I hope he does not. I hope Penix is fine and we just keep this thing rolling and try to take on the Dolphins. But good Lord, if he needs to play on Sunday. I was hoping this would never be a reality this season. So I've been saying, I've had callers call in on the flyover. I've had callers call into this show and say, well, you know, Penix hasn't exactly been lighting the world on fire. And when Kirk was healthy last year, let's not forget, twice NFC Offensive Player of the Week. Four touchdowns in a game. Twice. And the coup de grace broke the single season passing record in a game with over 500 yards. So if he's healthy and he can do that again, oh boy, I don't even want to think about it. Let's not think about it till we get there. But what we do have to think about is the potential that he will play Sunday. And the unfortunate thing, I heard Dukes and Bell, I agree with them. I don't think we're going to know until the last minute because I think they're going to give Penix every shot in the world to be able to go. And I think they should. For the record, let it be said from the mountaintops of this wonderful 92.9 The Game microphone I have in front of me. I do not want to see Kirk Cousins in this game, period. I think that opens up a can of worms that I just don't even want to think about. Because there's a pretty good chance he plays well. If he's healthy, because when he was healthy, Oren, let's be honest, when he was healthy last year, he was a top, I don't know, five quarterback in the league last year. Again, the accolades, two-time NFC Offensive Player of the Week. Four touchdowns in a game twice, and he broke the single-season franchise record for yards in a game with over 500. And there was the two epic comebacks against the Eagles and against the Bucks. I don't want to see it, man. Penix is the guy. Penix is the present and the future. But if Penix can't go with the knee and Kirk Cousins has to play, How you going to feel about it? 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Taking your calls until 7 o'clock. It's Chris Thomas tonight. Turtle with you till 7. Going to get right to you on the busy phones. We got full lines at 404-726-0929. So if you can't get in this second, just hang tight or hit me up on Twitter at CThomasRadio, and we can chat not only about the Falcons, but all things Atlanta sports. Again, at CThomasRadio. Hey, join the morning shift every Friday for the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Bo Morgan will fire up the grill and share his favorite game day recipes, and you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift. That's the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix every Friday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Well, I got some good news. Our buddy Mark Raimondi just posted this. It just dropped on ESPN.com. Falcons QB Michael Penix Jr., quote, feeling good, plans to play against the Dolphins. So right now, as it stands, he's going to try to give it a go, which is great news. But if he cannot, and Kirk Cousins has to play, my question to you, again on the phones, at 404-726-0929, how you going to feel? Is it just business as usual? Everything from last season is behind us? Or are you like me? I'm emotionally invested in this thing, man, because I remember how awful it felt last season with him spitting the bit and then coming out and saying he was injured. Listen, I'm not going to root in spite of him. Of course, I want the Falcons to win every single game that they play, no matter who's at quarterback. So we're not going to be stupid about this. But at the same time, it's like, man, I really wish we didn't have to see Kirk Cousins again. And now that there's a possibility of that it's going to happen, it's smacking us all in the face. Let's start with Keaton. Keaton, how do you feel?
Yo, Turtle. Listen, I'm looking at it from like a completely different perspective than you. Michael Penix is the future. And I think that Raheem and Terry both know that their job rides on that fact. You know, even if we move past the season and they don't succeed, if they get retained, Michael Penix's success moving forward is going to determine where they're at within our football scene. So I think that you want to preserve his health. So if it's something that could even possibly be re-aggravated, I say sit Michael, man. Let him get healthy and let Kirk Cousins go up there and put on Kirk Tober. I want him to show out. That way one of these teams and other places around the NFL can say, dang, that man looks nice and we're struggling at QB. Let's give them a trade offer. You know he wants off the books. And we want them off the books.
No, Keaton, listen, that's a great call and a great level-headed thought to the situation. I'm not being level-headed about this. I'm being completely honest. I'm emotional. All right? What do you got to say to it? What do you got to say about it? 404-726-0929. But Keaton's right. I mean, he's right. I mean, at the end of the day, yes, all of his points are completely valid. Get Kirk Cousins to showcase his value before the November 4th trade deadline, I believe it is, in the NFL. Get him to showcase his value. Prevent Penix from, like Keaton said, even if it's a slight chance of potential reaggravation or making it worse, just don't put him in harm's way. And Raheem even said that today. Like, that was an exact quote, and he said it to Dukes and Bell as well. I'm not going to put him in harm's way, which is good. But obviously the preference would be to play Penix. So the only concern is if he says on Wednesday that he's feeling good, if he's not feeling great by Sunday, that's a tough decision to make. But to Keaton's point, just make it happen, get it over with, and then as soon as Penix is ready, get him back in there. But just seeing Kirk Cousins back under center for the Falcons it just doesn't sit right with me. But if that's our best chance to beat the Dolphins, move to 4-3, and continue on with this season, you just got to swallow it, right? What else can you do? Feelings aside, 404-726-0929. Come on, y'all. We know the rules. We don't curse on the air, man. I know James was just comfortable and feeling passionate about the situation, but Come on, y'all. 404-726-0929. I want to give you your chance to talk. Don't ruin it by dropping swear words on the air now. Reese is up next. Reese, go ahead.
Hey, James shot me. I forgot I was on hold and I heard everything you said. anyways, look, we can't get emotional. Penix is doing the same thing that did last year. He don't want to give up his driver's seat, so he's going to play hurt. That's exactly what Kirk Cousins did. They did this for a reason. They drafted him for a reason. This was supposed to be a 4-year process. Put Kirk Cousins back on the center. Let Penix learn. And in 3 years from now, 2 years from now, give him back the keys.
Wait, so right you're now, you're saying put Kirk in not just for this week, but for the long term?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
It's nothing emotional. He's our best chance to win. He's you see what he does when he's healthy. He's 100% healthy right now. Let him put him in.
Yeah, I mean, and I appreciate the phone call, Reese. Thanks for giving us a shout at 404-726-0929. I haven't even considered that. I mean, I guess it's not out of the realm of possibility, and I'll explain why Reese's take is not crazy at all. Because jobs are on the line, peeps. GM, potentially the head coach. This entire organization could be flipped on its head if things don't go right. So if Kirk has to play and he plays well, that's what I was saying in the first segment. I don't even want to think about that because that opens up an entire new can of worms. So I'm surprised to hear Reese just ready to pull the trigger and put Kirk back in there already. I didn't think I'd hear that at all. But, I mean, let's be honest about it. Penix has been very inconsistent. He has been very inconsistent. He's had really high highs, but he's had really high lows that have not contributed and really cost this team in some pivotal moments. So I understand it. I'm just surprised to hear it. That's really what it comes down to, that there are some Falcon fans out there that would be in favor of putting Kirk Cousins in, not just for this week if Penix is hurt, but potentially for the long term as well. Fascinating stuff. Let's keep it rolling with Scott. Scott, you're up next.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Scott?
Hey. So I'm in favor of there are a lot of good calls lately. I'm in favor of actually letting Michael Penix sit this week and letting Kirk Cousins play. And there's no emotion in terms of that for me at all. I mean, I guess I would actually wear my Kirk Cousins Falcons jersey that I still have if we got that news. I don't care what happened last year. Last year was last year. It's a new year. And all that matters this year is whether we make the playoffs or not. And I think that the last couple of games, the highs have been really high, the lows have been really low. And one of the reasons I'm in favor of that is this is a very bad Miami Dolphins team, all right? So even if Kirk Cousins goes out there and hands the ball to Bijan and Tyler 40 times, I know there's no such thing as a sure thing. I get that. But this is a game that's just what the doctor ordered after we played the 49ers. We should go out there, not only handily put up chunk yardage on them, but the defense should, and yes, the key word is should, handle our business against Tua, who has played awful. So let Michael Penix rest. Let him heal up. Let Kirk go out there. Let him do his thing. And let us give our team the best chance to win. I think if Michael Penix, he's feeling the pressure right now. The coaching staff is feeling the pressure. The worst thing he can do is go out there and try to think to himself, hey, I have to play no matter what. And if I don't, Kirk will come in and take my job. The best thing he can do, if he's going to be the quarterback going forward, rest, get 100% healthy, come back next week. And thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Scott, appreciate you checking in as always, bud. 404-726-0929. And I agree. If he's not ready, don't force it. And again, Scott, if you missed Raheem's press conference earlier, he literally said just as much. He said, we are not going to put this kid in harm's way. And they shouldn't. And to Scott's point, they absolutely shouldn't. He's too important to the present and the future of the team. If he's not 100%, again, the irony is that's why Kirk Cousins is there, right? It's the ultimate irony based off of what happened last year. Appreciate Scott, Keaton, James, and Reese checking in so far. AJ's up next. AJ, what do you think?
Turtle, thanks for having me on again, man. So,
yeah, man.
You know what, man? I'm going to commend you, man. I commend you for your vulnerability because I am on the exact same page as you, brother. I know everyone in Atlanta's thinking it. If Kirk Cousins starts, what kind of drama is going to follow this team, especially if he comes out and posts 300 yards? I'm actually over him being on the team. I don't want to hear about Kirk Cousins anymore. I hope this offseason we just cut ties, do whatever, trade him. I will say I'm a little worried. We're 9 starts in and Penix is, you know, injured. The only knock I had really of him coming out of college was his injury history. So I just hope it's something that's not long-term. It's going to help him miss multiple games because wouldn't it be the most Falcons thing ever that Kirk Cousins comes in, throws for 400 yards. Man, all right, Penix is going to be out a second game. Comes in, wins another game, and now you're in the mix of a quarterback controversy. To be honest, I'm with you. I'm human, dude. I don't want any part of that stuff. I hope Penix is okay. I hope he can just, you know, tough it out and play. And to what the last caller said, I mean, you got to beat Miami. This isn't a game you shouldn't lose at all. And, you know, you just got to come out there strong. And by the way, I'll be in State Farm tonight. Go Hawks. I got us winning by 20.
Yeah, man, let's go Hawks. Again, I think the Hawks are a 50-win team, top 6 seed in the East. And Trae Young is going to be an all-star. I made my bold predictions on the Hawks at the start of the show. To your Falcons point, AJ, and appreciate you checking in, that's my ultimate fear too. Because you know why, Oren? Miami, their defense stinks. So if Kirk Cousins does play, I think he's going to play really well. And then it's like, oh boy, what are we going to do? 404-726-0929. Jack is up next. Jack, go ahead.
Hey, man, can I be really honest with you? The healthy quarterback needs to start. I mean, we don't want to repeat last year. If Michael Penix is not 100%, Kirk Cousins should play. And if we're being super honest, this Dolphins defense cannot stop the run. It's going to be a healthy dose of Bijan, a healthy dose of Tyler Algier. We're not going to ask Kirk Cousins to do miracles on Sunday. And I think based on what I've heard about the Michael Penix injury, it's not something that's going to keep him out long term. And if you can get Kirk Cousins in against this bad Miami team and run the ball all over him and beat him, I don't think there's going to be a quarterback controversy. But my thing is, please, for the love of God, play the healthy quarterback. We don't need an injured quarterback playing for his job. The coaching staff needs to communicate with the quarterbacks. Michael Penix needs to be honest, and then there just needs to be open communication so we don't start an unhealthy quarterback again. And to be honest with you, I don't think it's going to matter what quarterback plays the rest of this year unless we start running play action. The pistol's killing me, man. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the pistol, the continued use of the pistol and not playing to Penix and Kirk Cousins.
Well, Jack, unfortunately, and I appreciate the phone call, it's not going anywhere. So, you know, I have my take on it. You have yours. Everybody has their own. The predictability stuff, guys, I had Dan Orlovsky on a couple of weeks ago. He explained it out in black and white. And then, to his credit, Zach Robinson came down to the field. And for a couple of straight games, it looked pretty damn good. I don't know what happened. What happened to AJ and Zach's point there? I don't know. I feel like this thing is hopefully going to sort itself out naturally. And right now, again, according to Mark Raimondi, this just coming down, Michael Penix, as of now, let's make sure we put a caveat on it, as of now, quote, feeling good, plans to play against the Dolphins. But we'll see if he can go. I got one more segment to take your calls. Let's go. Fascinating discussion right now. A lot of level-headed Falcon fans out there, but my man AJ was hashtag Team Petty with Turtle because that's what I am right now. I am emotional, and I am petty. How are you feeling? We'll take more of your calls next. Only got a few minutes left, and we still got full phones, so I'll take as many of your calls as we can before the top of the hour. Hawks pregame, and then tip is at 7:30 as we get the new season underway at State Farm. Want to remind you, this Saturday from noon until 2, join our very own Allie Mack at Ed Voyle's Kia of Chamblee as we get ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit, 50-inch 4K smart TV with rolling stand and other prizes. Plus, another winner takes home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, this Saturday from noon to 2 at Ed Voyle's Kia Ave Chamblee with Allie Mack on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 404-726-0929. Let's go out to Mike. Mike, you're up next. How you feeling about the potential if Kirk Cousins has to go?
Hey, Turtle, how's it going?
Good, man.
I feel like we should start Kirk Cousins. We don't want to get our ego in the way of making smart decisions. I agree with the majority of the people who have been calling in, but I just saw a report that the Commanders are putting Jalen Daniels out for a little bit of a hamstring injury.
Yeah, no, Mike, listen, I mean, and again, right, Mike, that's the point about that, and I appreciate the call. This is the second time already in the young season they've had to sit him for Mariota. So things obviously not going the way that they'd hoped in Washington, but, you know, we can't use the blueprint for what other teams do as our blueprint. That's not going to be a successful formula, especially because Washington's not doing great. Last season's looking more like an anomaly more than what's going to be the future there if Jaden Daniels can't stay healthy. So, Mike, we got to be careful, right? We can't just say, hey, DQ's doing it in Washington, so let's do it in Atlanta. No. Got to be careful about that. Got to take it on a case-by-case, situation-by-situation basis, and that means harsh evaluation of QB1. That's why I said at the beginning of the show, I don't think we're going to get this announcement until late in the week. Because I think they're going to take this thing all the way up to the wire to see if Penix is, in fact, good to go. As the plan, again, from ESPN.com's Mark Raimondi, again, Falcons QB Michael Penix Jr., quote, feeling good, plans to play against Dolphins. Well, he needs to get through practice tomorrow. He needs to get through practice on Friday, and he needs to get through the game prep for on Saturday. And then they'll determine on Sunday, you would think, if he's good to go or not. Unless by some, you know, whatever, the doctors decide before that. But I really think if I was a betting man, I'd bet that we don't hear a conclusion about this until late in the week. Another Mike up next. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just hopefully that Mike is being openly honest about whether or not he can go on Sunday. You know, if it's for the betterment of the team, then he ought to just step back and rest and let Kirk do his thing for the week or next week, 2 weeks, or however long it takes for him to get himself together. Don't repeat the process that Kirk did and tell us make us think he was all right. And after a while, you know, you were losing games and you come out and say that you had a shoulder injury, you know.
No, Mike,
just
hear you, Mike, and I appreciate the phone call. I just got to let you go because we got a bunch of other people on hold. I get it, but Raheem Morris, we got to trust our head coach because if you missed it, Mike, he did come out and say today, we are not going to put him in harm's way. And the only thing we can do is trust him. God, I hope so. I hope you're telling the truth, Ra. Like, we got to believe you, right? Because that's the only thing we can do. Steve is up next. Steve.
Yes, Penix is not your average young second-year player. He played 6 years of college ball. Because four of those years, he had season-ending injuries, including AC.
Oops, Steve, got to let you go. But I understand what you're saying. He had multiple season-ending surgeries, multiple knee surgeries, and that was the knock on him coming out of college. I get it. But at the same time, the talent's there. It's tantalizing. We've seen it this season. We saw it last year. And you got to just hope that things like this are situationally based and not because he's injury prone. Let's be honest. This injury was situationally based. Elijah Wilkinson was getting rolled on by Bryce Huff every play, and eventually it just caught up to him, and Michael Penix Jr. got involved in the fray. This injury was not, you know, freakish. It was not something that we need to be concerned about repeating. He got rolled up on because his offensive lineman got worked. It was a game-specific situation. It was not something where he was just, like, scrambling out of the pocket and he came up lame. That would be a lot worse, in my opinion. This was the offensive line needs to play a whole lot better and protect his behind. Let's go to Danny up next. Danny, go ahead. Danny?
Mahuda's over here in Mola, Georgia. Hey, I agree with everybody and the people that are talking about, you know, just let experience play. Kirk Cousins is experienced. Michael Penix could take a week off, let him heal up, let him do all they got to do to him. It's Miami at the end of the day. You have to be smart and you have to do what you kind of get paid for. And, yeah, trust the coach. I agree with what you said. Trust him and see what happens with Kirk Cousins. I know it's a sour taste in a lot of people's mouths from last year, but he did come out and he said he was hurt. He is 100% healthy this time, and he was in Raheem's back pocket at the end of the game. He should have pulled out Penix and put in Kirk Cousins at the end of it. Thanks for taking my call, brother. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, thanks, Danny. Appreciate you checking in, and appreciate everybody who called in tonight at 404-726-0929. Again, another great night on the phones. Really love talking to y'all about Falcons football and all things Atlanta sports here on Chris Thomas Tonight. It's a really tough decision. It's going to be a really tough decision because as of now, again, the plan is that he goes. But they need to monitor him and stick to him like glue for the rest of the week. And like Danny was saying, have that open and honest dialogue with Ra about how he feels about going into Sunday. If Kirk Cousins has to go into the game, it's not that I don't believe in him. Ironically, it's that I might believe in him more and a little too much. Because I think against a really terrible Dolphins team, he knows the players on this team, Kirk does. He had great success with them last year. He can find Bijan Robinson. He could find Algier. He could find Pitts and Drake. He can find Mooney. He had a great connection with Mooney. Mooney had his best season of his career last year because of Kirk Cousins. And that's my concern. I just don't want any of those feelings from last year to crop back up. I want this to be a situation where he goes in, he plays his role, and that's that. And I'm just worried about what the potential situation could be if that's not what happens. Again, appreciate everybody who checked in on the phones. I'll be back with y'all tomorrow. We'll have about 90 minutes to talk with y'all tomorrow before Thursday Night Football. And Oren and I, of course, will make our picks. All right, let's go Hawks. 50 wins. Trey is an all-star. Top six seed. Those are my bold Hawks takes for the season. Let's enjoy the call with Mike Conti and Steve Holman right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.